I think we should look after our own people before we start looking after refugees. The homeless crisis is a major crisis at the moment. So I think we should be looking after our own before we start taking other people in.
But we do look after our own. Social welfare is about 199 euros a week. A Spanish waiter wouldn't even earn that working full time.
But they've nowhere to live. We need to start building houses for our own people. As it is, they've built houses up in Clondalkin that they're going to house refugees in. And people from Clondalkin that are born and raised all their life can't get housing in their own area. They can't get housing at all.
We've agreed to take 5 miners from this boat in Malta. 600 for 2019 is the amount Ireland will take when it comes to refugees. Still a very small amount.
The 5 miners, yeah, fair enough. But look at all the homeless children that are out sleeping on the streets at night, because they won't go into hotels, are too dangerous. They won't go into hostels, are too dangerous.
Where are the homeless children? I thought the homeless children were being housed in hotels, which is not ideal, but the homeless
not
children aren't on the street.
They are.
You're saying they're on the street?
They are.
Where?
If you walk around here some nights, you'll see homeless children on the street.
Homeless children?
Yeah, homeless children.
Are you sure?
Yeah, you'll actually see there's homeless children on the street in prams.
So you're saying take the 5 miners and that's all? Don't take any of the other ones?
Don't take any of the other ones. No, sort your own people out first. And I know that sounds harsh, and I know the Irish emigrated to America years ago. Things weren't as bad then as they are now, I don't think.
You think things are worse than they were when Ireland had the famine and when...
Yeah, it's more dangerous times now.
Perhaps 2 million either left or died.
It's more dangerous nowadays for people to be out on the street. It's a lot more dangerous. There's a lot more weapons about, there's a lot more strangers about.
There's sort of an impression, and it probably is true to a certain extent. There are probably economic migrants, and there are genuinely refugees that do need help. And I think that's where there's a slant to the people coming in that do need help, and those that just want a better life.
And like so many people move to Ireland for a better life,
yeah.
You moved to Ireland 21 years ago. I'm not sure, maybe you just wanted to come here, but you did you choose to come here or?
Yes, I came here for college.
You came here for college and you liked it? And you
stayed,
yeah,
I stayed
like so
behind.
Many.
Yeah, and I consider Ireland home now.
You are Irish, originally
from
Nigeria.
I am Irish,
originally from Nigeria.
I've had my kids here, I have a home here, built my career here, went to college, qualified, working professionally, and I consider myself an Irish person.
And can you understand that people want a better life? They want the better
absolutely.
Life for their families?
Absolutely. I've seen Irish folks in London. I see Irish folks in America. And that's all we all want. I don't think that in itself is a bad thing. And I just think it needs to be policed in a way that, you know, people coming in do not take advantage of the system. There are people coming from war-torn countries. They do need help.
And they do need help.
Absolutely. So it's got to be the balance between the person coming, the new refugee assistance. I want a better life. I'll just up it and chance it. And that's the truth.
So you think they are real people who've suffered hugely. They've been through hell and back. They want a better life. We need to find them, help them, and then find the ones who are economic migrants.
Absolutely, people that need help. Absolutely. I don't think the news of such people is really carried enough. I don't think the news of people that do need help in war-torn countries, across Africa.
I think that you need to protect people. And when they come for protection, you should provide it. Because, of course, if we were ever in that situation, you would want the same returned onto you. But I think it depends. You have to take into the factors of what we've already done, how big the problem is. Because we need to look after the people here as well. So people here shouldn't be suffering at the expense of take as many people that we can care for.
Well, I think they're doing quite well, being such a small country. For me, the main issue is the refugees who are in the country already, who are, you know, asylum seekers in direct provision, who have been there for so many years. I think we need to deal with...
So you're saying the asylum seekers we have at the moment who are in direct provision, who are in places like Mosny and others in Athlone and perhaps out in Roscommon, more should be done for them to process them quicker?
I think that's the most important thing, rather than already running to Europe, because I think we're just they're just ticking boxes to say that we did this for Europe, you know, because I think it's pressure from Europe that's
so here. We took 5 out of 49 on a boat in Malta, just a very small amount. Is it enough?
That is not enough at all. That is a joke, actually.
That is a joke. It's laughable. Yeah. It's completely laughable. They should be bringing in many more.
So do you think we should do what Angela Merkel did? Took 1 million refugees?
As an American myself, I see the refugee crisis and what the Trump administration is doing to try and shut down borders and not allow for refugees to come in. I don't think it's right. My country was founded on immigration, so...
And obviously, Trump is wanting to build this wall. I mean, he's compromising and says he'll build the wall out of metal. It will be more of a fence. But for you, you're saying that's what America's built on. Let them in if they want to come in.
Yeah, I think there should be a vetting process. There should absolutely be screened. You know, there's certain things that we have to be on the lookout for as far as safety goes. But to acclimate into a new country and to give them the best chance of success, I think that's the best to be doing. Our world is overpopulated. What are we going to do? Like, make reservation camps for these people and let them just survive on their own? Like, that's not right.
Refugees are risking their life to come to Europe on boat, whatever means they're trying to come. They're looking for a better life. Are they going to be upstanding citizens? Are they going to contribute to society? I think to let them in and then on case-by-case basis and see what contribution can they bring to the country. And if they will make the country, you know, prosperous as well, as opposed to like, well, let's just take everybody in, and then next thing you know, you have what's happening in the UK, where some people are calling for martial law in some part of the UK, and they don't even respect the country they live in, or the citizens, or they're demanding, or acting as if they're in their own country. I'm from Nigeria, so I came here when I was very young. I came here because my parents were here.
So they came here for work?
Yeah, they came here for work.
Because they wanted to?
Yeah, they wanted to, you know. So, I mean, if they've never gotten the chance to, like, say, stay here, I wouldn't have half of the opportunities that I have. I mean, unless you've been on the other side of the coin.
Well, I think Germany's done fantastically well, and Ireland's been very welcoming as well. Britain is a disgrace, frankly.
You think Britain is a disgrace?
Britain is a disgrace, yeah.
Why?
We've created most of the troubles in the Middle East with our attacks on Iraq and Afghanistan and stuff, and we've taken a paltry number of refugees and make a big song and dance about it.
In a way, the UK are to blame for the refugee crisis and they're not taking them? Is that what you're saying?
They have a lot of blame, yeah, I think. And they need to do a lot more. But we're an island, Britain's an island, so we just haul up the drawbridge and say, you know, up yours, the laws or whatever.
To be honest with you, it's a lot of the immigrants that are bringing the trouble.
We can't blame the immigrants, can we?
We can.
Surely it's the white man.
No, look at out in Blanchardstown, look at out in Balbriggan, they're all out running amok. All the teenagers are running amok.
Well, they're Irish teenagers, aren't
they're
they?
They're not. No, they're actually not. You should look it up.
Well, they're probably Irish educators. They're probably as Irish.
No,
as
not
the next
necessarily.
Irish kid.
Not necessarily, no.
So you've made up your mind?
I've made up my mind on
so
it.
You're
yet.
Saying. Ireland shouldn't
keep taking them in, no, because we don't know who they're taking in. They're not being vetted properly.
You don't think?
No, they're not being vetted properly.
Because I understand they do go and vet them. They go into a lot of trouble, and the Irish authorities even sometimes fly out to some of these camps in parts of Turkey and parts of the world near Syria.
I've actually never heard of that, to be honest with you. And I try and keep up to date on the news and current affairs, and I've never heard of the Irish flying out to any camps.
You're saying in your area where you live, there would be refugees living close by in the community?
They are, yeah, and they're more racist than the white children, I believe, because I asked some lads to stop kicking the ball near my car and they told me to F off, whitey. And they speak like that down to the white children as well.
But you are white.
I am white, yeah.
But you don't like being called whitey?
No, I don't like. They don't like being called blacky, we don't like being called whitey. Racism was racism, whatever colour it is.